Daniel chapter 9. In the first year of Darius the son of Ahasuerus, of Median seed, who had been made king over the kingdom of the Chaldeans, in the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, because the word of the Lord had come to Jeremiah the prophet, came to understand through books the number of years to fulfil the desolations of Jerusalem, 70 years. And I turned my attention to the Lord God, in seeking intercession and making supplications, with fasting and sackcloth and ashes. And I prayed to the Lord my God, and I confessed and said, Please, Lord, O great and awesome God, who keeps the covenant and shows kindness to those who love him and keep his commandments, we have sinned and been iniquitous. We have acted wickedly and rebelled. And we have departed from your commandments and your regulations, and we did not heed your servants the prophets, who spoke in your name to our kings, our high-ranking officials, and our fathers, and to all the people of the land. Yours, O Lord, is justice, and ours is shamefacedness on this day, on the men of Judah, and on the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and on all Israel, those near and those far away, in all the lands to which you have driven them out, because of their perverseness with which they have acted perversely with you. O Lord, ours is shame to our faces, to our kings, to our high-ranking officials, and to our fathers, because we have sinned against you. Mercy and forgiveness are of the Lord our God, yet we have rebelled against him, and we have not obeyed the Lord our God, telling us to walk in his laws, which he has set before us, through the intermediacy of his servants the prophets. And all Israel has transgressed your law and turned aside in not obeying you, and the curse has been poured out on us, and the oath, which are written in the law of Moses, the servant of God, for we have sinned against him. And he has fulfilled his words which he spoke against us, and against our judges who judged us, by bringing a great calamity on us, which has not been done under all of heaven as it has been done in Jerusalem. As it is written in the law of Moses, all this calamity has come upon us, and we have not pleaded with the Lord our God, by turning away from our iniquities and acting prudently in your truth. And the Lord watched over the calamity and brought it on us, for the Lord our God is righteous in all his dealings which he does, but we did not obey him. And now, O Lord our God, who brought your people out of the land of Egypt with a strong hand and acquired fame for yourself as on this day, with us having sinned and acted wickedly, O Lord, according to all your righteousness, do let your anger and your fury turn away from your city, Jerusalem, your holy mountain, for it is because of our sins and because of the iniquities of our fathers that Jerusalem and your people are a reproach to all those around us. So now hear, O God of ours, the prayer of your servant and his supplications, and be propitious to your sanctuary, which is desolate, for the sake of the Lord. O God of mine, incline your ear and hear, open your eyes and see our desolate conditions, and the city over which your name is called. For it is not on account of our righteousness that we lay our supplications before you, but on account of your many mercies. O Lord, do hear. O Lord, do forgive. O Lord, do listen and act. Do not delay, for your sake, O God of mine, for your name is called upon over your city and over your people. And as I was still speaking and praying and confessing my sin and the sin of my people Israel, and laying my supplication before the Lord my God on the holy mountain of my God, indeed while I was still speaking in prayer, the man Gabriel, whom I had seen in the vision at first, being propelled into a rapid flight, touched me at about the time of the evening meal offering, and he explained and spoke with me and said, Daniel, I have come out now to impart understanding to you. At the start of your supplications, a pronouncement went out, and I have come to report that you are greatly loved. So understand the matter and discern the vision. 70-year weeks have been determined concerning your people and concerning your holy city, to put an end to transgression, and to seal up sins, and to atone for iniquity, and to bring in age-abiding righteousness, and to seal the vision and prophet, and to anoint the Holy of Holies. and know and understand that from the issuing of the order to restore and rebuild Jerusalem up to Messiah the leader, there are 7 year weeks and 62 year weeks, and street and ditch will be built again, but in distressful times. And after the 62 year weeks, Messiah will be cut off, but not for himself, and the people of the coming leader will spoil the city and the sanctuary, and his end will be with a flood. And until the end of the war, desolations are determined. And he will confirm a covenant with many for 1 year week. And after half of the year week, he will put a stop to sacrifice and meal offering. And he who makes desolate will stand on the pinnacle of abominations. And this will be until the conclusion. Then what is determined will be poured out on the desolator.